Bro, I realize I ain't know where to end it. What's poppin', y'all? It's your host, Ghost. And y'all already know I ain't never been a buster. Welcome to Don't Piss Me Off the podcast, because y'all already know how I feel about this shit. Do not piss me off. And your favorite music artist always piss me off. Brand new podcast. I'm here with my favorite host, B-Heat. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's been a little while, but we back, reinvented, you know. Back
not the reinvented. We are back with the new podcast, same old mini shit. Y'all already know how this shit go down, and we gonna hop right into it. I mean, if you're new here, welcome to take two of the podcast world. About to take over. RIP to the ministry. It was a great run, three seasons, but you know, don't piss me off.
It was a great run. You know, we had great revolving hosts. I don't know what happened to the first two, though.
So, welcome to Don't Piss Me Off, a new era. Welcome to 2024. Y'all made it with us if you're still here, and if you're not, that's unfortunate for you.
You know what? You'll come back.
They always do.
They'll hear about us.
They always do. I'm going to just start off with the heavy hitter. Nicki Minaj is still doing coke. In 2024, I can't believe she's still a cokehead. It's insanity. It's insanity. She was the first person. Don't piss me off, bro.
That can't be how we starting this. Oh man. You know.
So what? She's not. Is she not on coke?
She might be. I don't know what's wrong with her. That I can say.
Correct.
Because it's like. You know, she has her own lane. You got your own queen radio. Like, you doing whatever you got to do. Well, why go out of your way to do this? Now, one thing I will say is I can understand a friend. I would love a friendly rap beef. I love it. I do. But I don't think this was along the lines of friendly throw shots here, throw shots there. Like, she went over the top. And honestly, I only got through like the first probably like 45 seconds of it.
He got through more than me. It was trash, garbage.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're really going to try to come and if it was a rap beef, certain things are not off limits in a rap beef. I understand that. But you too old, like, y'all not even in the same. It's like auntie, you know, beefing with. You know, you beefing with your auntie. It's like, what? Like, really? Like, you too old to be doing this. Why are you here? You're not in this.
I didn't beef with my auntie, but it'd be like that.
I'm saying, but that's what it is, though. That's exactly what it's looking like. It's like, you know, she beef with her auntie.
She beefing with a crackhead. You don't beef with crackheads. I'm just saying, bro, you don't beef with crackheads. We can't do that. We can't beef with the crack addicts. You gotta let them do them. Which is exactly what Meg is doing. Letting her do her. Meg dropped that one fire track. Meg didn't even say no names. A hit dog gonna holler every time. Now that's the part that got me. Meg didn't even say your name. And you were on Twitter for 3 days straight.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course I mean Meg not gonna say no names though.
She ain't got to. Nicki Minaj already exposed herself.
And Party already made his comments about her, which I ain't gonna lie to you. I think a lot of his comments, I agree. I mean, I believe it. I believe she's a mean drunk.
But I also watched her interview where she said that nobody stopped her from drinking then. And when she was crying outside the club, they was encouraging her to go in. So, I mean, at what point y'all can complain about her, but y'all were around her a lot. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they're doing all this complaining, but when y'all was around her, there were zero complaints. That's strange behavior.
They were enabling it because it worked out for them.
Precisely.
She was probably more fun.
To be honest, her lyrically, she is topping the charts right now. She's doing way better than Nicki. Honestly, let's take a moment, though. Nicki's album, first listen. Nah, I give it a 7 out of 10, right? But I doubled back right before we started recording, and I was like, let me listen to it. The replay, babe, is garbage. Trash. I think two songs on there I actually listened to.
Okay, which one?
Long term. R&B and
you ain't need to say nothing else.
Like, it's one more song on there. Fuck, that is off a whole nother album. I was about to say is off a whole nother album, but there is one more. Hold on, y'all. Let me. I ain't gonna do it like that. It was two songs. I give it that. But the Replay Baby is garbage. It's not a bad album, but I wouldn't put it on and listen to it.
I'm telling. And R&B wasn't good because of her.
I actually liked her verse.
I liked her verse, but she ain't make that. She ain't make the song.
To her me, she did.
Song, her part in the song didn't make you want to listen to it. It was the chorus. Oh. Tate did his thing. And
I liked her verse.
For me, I'm a dude, so of course her verse would not resonate with me. But I understand why you would like her verse.
I think she ripped that verse bars. Too.
She did. That's what I'm saying. She had some bars for sure. For sure, she had some bars.
Falling but for that, you, y'all. That hook, falling for you.
That hook was definitely crazy catchy.
It was a good song. R&B and Falling For You. I actually don't like Beat, but I did like the 50 Cent collab. That song with J. Cole, could have kept it. I don't know why anybody likes Fuck the Club, but it's not a club song to me. I don't want to hear that in the club.
With her and Uzi?
No. But I do like this.
The song with her and Uzi is Everybody.
Oh yeah, I do like that one. I like Everybody.
I figured you would.
But yeah, I like it because of Uzi, not because of her. Another thing with Nicki, because Nicki been everywhere. Honestly, this is a great time for her to clear the record for Kanye. Just saying, you know, if she wants to get back on our good side, it's a perfect time to clear the record.
She said, if you think I'm a play a record at 6 years old, you are out of your mind. And I was like,
And what's crazy is you need that record. That record is better than her whole album.
You think so?
Every song, yes. She could release that song now and it'll do better than her whole album. It'll do better than that trash ass diss track she dropped.
I believe it.
I'm sorry, y'all. That, man, bro, she blew me.
Touting about how it was number one.
And then big shit ended up being number one.
Thank you.
She actually rapped.
For me, it showed the replay value because they came out at the same time.
And the only reason
that they listened to Nicki was just to listen to it for that one time.
You know what has replay value? New body.
New body does have replay value.
Kanye is nuts, though. But you know what I like about Kanye? Kanye acts completely out of his fucking mind for like 3-4 years, sometimes longer. And then all of a sudden remembers, oh, I can rap. And then drops a hot ass album. Like, he's dropping Vultures in a few days. And he dropped that one track. And I was listening to it like, oh, Kanye can rap again. Like, it's like he'd be completely fucking nuts. And then all of a sudden he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a rapper. But let me show y'all I can still rap. Yeah, yeah. Like... What?
I think he just wakes up one day and be like, yo, I think I need to show these niggas something.
It's like he'd be like, let me show these niggas who the fuck I am. Show them who you is, Saint.
Hey, for real. Well, I mean,
hey, Saint for real. All right. Shout out to Kanye. If Kanye don't drop that album Friday, I'm going to have some choice words for him next week. I'm tired. We've been waiting on this album. You done had 32,000 listening parties. You done cussed out half the industry. It's time to drop the album, bro. It's time. Don't piss me off. It's time to drop the album. Like, we're going to see. YB is still on Gravedigger Mountain.
Yeah.
He's finally doing interviews, though. So that's cool. To be honest, that interview he did with that white lady whose name I don't know. I'm only calling her a white lady because I don't know her name individually. After he cursed her out, we knew he wasn't getting that interview. And then he turned around and did another one. But I just want to know why would she play with an insane human being like YB?
Yeah, I don't. You know, there's a certain battles you got to pick and choose. And that's one of the battles you just don't.
My boy called her everything but a child of God in the comments, and we never saw that interview again. Like, bro. And his new song, he said he want Yaya to have another baby, another Kentrell Jr. That's what he said. Yeah. I don't think the world needs another human being from Youngboy's nuts. I don't think we need it, bro. Like, I love you. Shout out to you, YB, but we don't need another kid. You got so many kids, bro. Yo, that's Little League. That's a Little League. Him and Nick Cannon.
Yo, that's a wild statement to make. I just want you to know that. Like, that's a wild statement to make. Like, a wild statement to me.
Am I lying?
But no, I was about to say it's truthful. And you're not lying at all. Like, I mean, we don't need another. What, he's at 10 right now,
Who knows? Question mark. How many kids does YB have? Question mark. We'll tune in next month when he has two more. Like, his baby mama just be popping out of nowhere. You know who else needs to go to hell? And YB, I like you, but if you have another baby, go to hell. Blueface, Krishan, Jaden, and friends. I'm going to call the rest of them bitches and friends.
All y'all. You know what?
While we still in the group chat.
I don't like to jump on when you tell people to go to hell. I really don't like to agree with you on that because I really like to, you know. But them, I'm tired. The face tattoo, the new chick that got his face on his.
I think she's trolling. I think she's trolling.
She may be. I don't even care enough to be like, oh, she is trolling. I just really need to get out of the group. We all need to get out of it. Like, we just.
That man and Jalen, we still in a group chat. How, Sway?
Krishan tattoo fire, though. That joint cold. That joint cold.
Whoever that did it did his big one, did
it? Listen. That joint is cold. Because it looked more like him than him.
Bro, my only beef with Krishan is you got that neck tattoo covered up to get a face tattoo. Is it crack or good dick? And either way, I don't want either one, bro, because that shit is insane. It's got to be both of them. Nah. She don't give me crack either.
Because the other chick got the tattoo, too. And you know, Blueface.
I don't think that's real, though. I think hers is cap. It's cap because she never showed the finished product. She just showed the stencil. I think it's cap. She just want to be like Krishan. She wants to get on the Krishan skin.
Why does she?
However, I hate to say this, but and don't fight me because I know how y'all like to tussle. Jaden got the better music, and it's because Blueface is writing it, of course. But Jaden's music so catchy. It's for the girls.
Yeah
I'm a bad little Krishan, bitch, and I'll snip like the Barbie hips, lips.
And it's just all that shit. I mean, cause that's twerking music. Like it's some shit for y'all to dance to in a club.
The story shit too. I love Krishan, the way you love me. It's a vibe all the time.
Like Krishan don't really make like music for you to be like in the club and shit. Like, and then what made it worse was she made that song with Lil Mabu.
I like Mabu. That song.
And then just to diss the nigga y'all both signed to, first off, that's even more crazy. That Lil Mabu was signed to Blueface to make this record.
It's everything they do is for clout. I think they all sit in a room and wonder how they can disturb the internet's peace, the whole internet. How can we disturb everybody's peace all day?
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I actually agree with you. I think
like, they wake
I
up.
I think they all say, have a meeting and be like, yo. Let's,
how can we piss everybody off?
Yep.
And y'all get me every time.
Every goddamn time.
Damn.
I'm gonna look straight into the camera. Every goddamn time. Okay.
Sheesh.
She gets upset.
Like, bro, it just be. And then his mama is just like, bro, why are you even in the group chat? How did you get here? We didn't subscribe to you. Bro, let me tell you who mamas piss me off every time. I got y'all. It's the list of them bitches.
Oh, my goodness.
Blueface mama every single time. Tokyo Tony, why are you on this internet, bro? And they're hilarious. Don't get me wrong. I cackle with them all the time, but it's like, if my mom was on the internet acting like this, like, what is happening? Rick Ross baby mama. I don't even know who her child is, but she's a mother. Tia Kemp, the...
Their son just signed to Bethune-Cookman for football.
Ain't she the one that took her son to see 50 Cent when he was a child? She's a menace to society.
That's the one. That's the one that had the video.
She's a fucking menace to society.
That's the one that had the porno.
I believe it. She looks like she do everything.
I saw that one in high school.
Whatever they said Tia Kemp did, she did it. I promise you.
Hey, I promise you. She did it for sure.
It's a couple other mothers on the internet, but those right now are my top three that can go to hell. But y'all are entertaining. I'll give y'all that. Because Tia, she really did her big one for Boss Man D-Lo, because I didn't know who the fuck he was. I had seen his freestyles, but she made that song real popular.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. Hibachi, man. Hibachi, where is that? For real, for real.
Not gonna care though. Tia got me doing that little shoulder shit she did. That's gotta be it. When the crack settle in, that's gotta be what that was. When that coke finally hit you.
Oh my goodness. I hate you so much.
When the coke finally hit you, I like that.
Oh my goodness. It's just when that coke finally hit you.
See, man, you she was vibing though. I just don't think, like, grown adults should be on the internet spilling their children's business or they keep it in the house. At what point does social media get this important? Like, everything is on social media. We in so many group chats.
Because everybody can make money off of something.
Points were made.
That's exactly what it is. Everybody money hungry, and I get it because shit. Price is going up. Inflation's a motherfucker. You got to get all the money you can for real, for real. So, I just don't like how they're doing it. I'll say, like,
they getting clout off.
If you're money hungry, I get it. But fine, like, honestly, the amount of time that they put in to really sit, because I'm pretty sure they all sit down together and they do this shit. They could probably write skits, like.
No, this is raw off the dome. They cannot write a skit.
I know.
They can't write shit. They barely have a fifth grade education. Write what? My bad. Cut. Pray for the mission. Pray for the mission.
This is crazy.
My bad.
Like, I can't even say nothing back to that. Cause that's true. Outside of Krishan, cause didn't she go to college somewhere? And then where she ran track or something?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I believe it. I believe Krishan probably went to college.
I think the crack messed her head up.
I think it was the Hennessy. It had to be the Hen. She don't give me crackhead vibes. She gives me alcoholic vibes.
No, she gives me cokehead vibes.
Nah, Krishan gives me Hennessy from that area of the states she's from. Because she from Baltimore, ain't it?
Yeah, she's from Baltimore. But they do in Baltimore, they do like LSD and stuff.
Yeah, but she was with Blueface, who does everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying. So I really think that she was doing all that shit for real. And the Henny just ain't making no better.
Honestly, a lot of people piss me off lately in this music industry. Like, this whole episode is probably just slurs being thrown, because Finesse two times. And I don't know what made me think of him just now, but Finesse two fucking times. I just want to know, in what world did anybody not consider his rap name? This man's name is Finesse two times.
I'd be so upset if I paid for a verse. And it was a verse I seen another nigga had, especially, oh my God, it's like, I paid you for that shit.
The part that got me was he shot a video for both of them. That boy is a menace.
Yes.
How the fuck?
So not only did he get the feature money, he got the video walkthrough too.
T- twice.
Crazy. Twice.
Two times. What's crazy is I actually like Finesse. He can flow. Like, he got a couple songs that I like keep in rotation. He has a better replay value than Nicki. Shots fired. Shots absolutely fired. That
verse was cold. That's why he gave it out twice. It was so cold, he had to give it out twice.
My boy say y'all don't have the same fan base anyway. No cap. If TG Commons would have never pointed out, I would have never heard the other song. I cannot lie to you. If Commas would have never pointed out, I would have never heard the other song.
I didn't even. I mean, I didn't know. I didn't hear TK's song. I hadn't heard either one of the songs, but I heard the verse. I saw the videos with the verses. And then I went and heard TK's song. I actually like TK's verse on that.
Shout out to y'all. I hope y'all get y'all money back. Probably not, but that not teaches you back, bro. To not do a song with a nigga named Finesse. Two times, cause he. Shout out to Finesse though. I like Finesse music. I keep him in rotation.
It's unfortunate. I can't even really compare him to nobody. Like, cause how he raps, it's like.
I don't know. Best thing out of that, ain't he signed to Ho Gotti?
I don't know if he's signed to CMG yet.
So he just be with them niggas?
I think so.
What's going on in the industry?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I know he had to mend his thing with Moneybagg. So maybe he did something.
Him and Moneybagg was beefing?
Oh, yeah. They was beefing before he got locked up. He was calling them all sorts of bitches and hoes before he got locked up. Put a diss track out to him and everything. Matter of fact, as soon as he got out, he dissed him again.
Look who he signed to.
Well.
Ho Gotti.
And then a little bit after he got out, him and Finesse, Finesse and Moneybagg talked it out.
R.I.P. to Gotti's brother that was beefing with a dyke.
Yo, I talked to somebody that's from Memphis. They said that man was like the Grim Reaper. Nobody liked him. And when I asked him, I was like, yo, how you feel about it? He was like, good riddance. I was like.
Dolph one line.
I expected that to go. Like,
Dolph one line.
Because he was like, he walked through the city like he was untouchable. Like, if he was in his way, he'd yell at you to tell him, you know, get out. Yeah. They'll clear a whole sidewalk for him to walk through type of shit.
He was the same nigga beefing with a dyke. Come on now. Stop that. Let me stop. R.P. Dolph. Got both of you niggas up out of here. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. To touch on some music I actually like since I've insulted half the industry. Oh, before I get to the music I like, Ice Spice, come to the stage. Ice Spice, come to the fucking stage. Bro, she is the corniest. Like, Nicki Minaj is corny, but she actually has some good music. So I sometimes will give Nicki a pass for the dumb shit she do because she can actually rap. Like, she did some dumb ass shit with Meg, but she also has some fire verses on her. Even though they have zero replay value, she has some fire verses on her, like, her actual album. Ice Spice, come to the stage. You can't fucking rap. She's catchy. She makes tunes. But Ice Spice has zero bars for me. I don't know if you agree.
Bitch, you ain't even a fart. That's all I know. And I think that's the dumbest line I've ever heard, but I've seen it repeated so many times.
She literally got on Elon Musk's Twitter.
It was in Clubhouse, wasn't it? You telling me she's talking about
Clubhouse is still an app? Like, y'all still on that?
I think that's what it was.
Well, you know, I didn't know if it was Clubhouse or Spaces. One of the two.
Spaces. It might have been Spaces.
I don't know. She either got on Clubhouse or Elon Musk's app. X, whatever the hell that is, because I still use Twitter. Fuck them. But it's so many. My bad. She got on the internet. She was mad at Lotto. Lotto can actually flow. So I'm just confused. Like, Ice Spice, what was the reason? It was like, you know, when the adults fighting and then the kids decide, let's have a beef. Like, Ice Spice gave me that vibe. Like, Nicki is out here coked out for days and this is what you do. We don't have time for this shit, bro. We got bigger fish to fry and you are just pissing us off.
Black History Month.
You know who we need to regulate this shit? That man that jumped on that judge.
Hey, he stood on business.
That's who we need. Stand on business.
He ain't just stand on business. He flew on business.
The part that pissed me off the most, that lady had zero situational awareness. Like, he said, he was talking so nicely. And she was like, nah, I'm going to give you something else. I'm going to do something different. And when he screamed, nah, fuck that, and started walking, where did she think he was going?
He didn't even walk, for real, if you really think about it. Like, he ran. He slightly
and she did move.
She, real deal, in that moment, you know,
she had time. Like, if you watch it from the other angle, where, like, from behind her, where you can see him, she had time.
She had time, but realistically, like, I'm pretty sure when he was on his way, she really didn't think that that was about to happen. She's probably like, I can't believe this really happened. This can't be happening. Oh my God, he jumped over. He's right here.
He turned her and everybody up there every which way but loose. Everybody deserved to get fired, because how did he whoop all y'all ass at the same time?
That one dude that was swinging with the hammer fist at the end, that was by far one of the funniest parts, because he was swinging for dear life, and that dude was still in there like a behemoth,
turning that nigga every which. I would have been the lawyer standing there like, y'all don't pay me enough for this shit. Fuck that.
Hey, for real.
The attempted murder charge.
Yo.
Bro. That's insane. He wasn't trying to kill them people.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Bro, he gonna beat that. He gotta beat that.
If he got his hand on that lady, she'd have died.
He did. He had her by the hair.
I'm saying, if he would have really got her the way he wanted to get her, he was gonna snap that lady's neck. It was over with.
He is a little schizophrenic, bipolar, man. That was one of them other people. That was that good, wholesome man that just got a new job and changed his life around. That was Billy number two. Fuck that. And she was looking like, what? Hey, his lawyer didn't even grab for him or nothing. His lawyer was just like, y'all don't pay me enough for this. In the words of...
He probably told his lawyer, he's probably like, yo, if she give me time, I'm gonna kill her.
Man,
I'm pretty sure he said I'm an unaliver, because I can't say that word.
In the words of Cat Williams, she shouldn't have been talking shit. Shout out to Cat Williams too. Except Cat Williams set the tone for 2024, because a lot of y'all really do have an unnatural allegiance to losers. And if I was Shannon Sharp friend, I would have turned him every which fucking way but loose, because ain't no way you laugh when he said that, bro. If I would have been Shannon friend, as soon as I would have seen it, hey, bro, when he said you have an unnatural alliance to losers, you laughed. You didn't even say nothing. You just said, oh, Cat. Nah, bro. Nah. What do you mean? What did you mean by that?
Cause you ain't gonna tell me everybody I done had around here with me are losers.
I ain't gonna cap. Everybody he named, he does have an unnatural allegiance to losers. That's what he said. That's like a tongue twister. I'm not gonna cap. Cat ain't tell not one lie.
I think it's just weird. Like, I don't know, man. You know what? Honestly, I don't think I'm invested enough to say one or the other.
I
watched all 2 hours of it. I did. I sat right here and watched it.
Swear
and
me too.
And I felt like, I felt like he was telling the truth about a lot of stuff. But I just feel like certain things he didn't take accountability for.
I can say that. I think he exaggerated some shit too. But,
That's more so what I'm saying. I think a lot of stuff was exaggerated, but I think there was a lot of truth in what he was saying too, though.
Cause come on now, y'all.
I think it was more truth than exaggeration at times.
Y'all know Steve Harvey and Cedric were not funny in Kings of Comedy. Come on now, and Cedric stole that joke. So did Steve. Come on now. Come on, y'all don't watch Steve Harvey show has zero replay value. Oh, they gonna get me for that. It's Black History Month too. They gonna get me for that. It wasn't okay. The show wasn't bad. Let's talk about it. The show wasn't bad, but.
I would rather go back and watch Jamie Foxx before I watch.
Hilarious. Jamie Foxx show was 10 out of 10. Underrated.
I'd rather watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper before I watch Steve Harvey.
We can name.
Just, That's just because, like, I grew up watching that stuff. That was like, you know, my pops was all, you need to be like that. You need to be like these black men. You see how they change their life around, blah, 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 blah. They used to be in the streets. Look at them now.
To be honest, when we talk about black shows from back in the day, nobody says the Steve Harvey Show. I can't name a single person that's ever been like, yeah, the Steve Harvey Show. Ever.
Man. All right. In my house,
they'll say the Wayans Brothers before we say.
Yeah. For sure. But in my household, like my dad low-key looked like Steve Harvey. So we always watched it. Yeah.
I watched it, but I didn't really. I don't. It was cool. I watched House of Pain before I watched
Steve Harvey. Honestly, I watched Steve Harvey Show for Bullethead and Romeo. That's what it was, because them two dudes were stupid. So it was funny because of them. I couldn't relate to what the adults was talking about, because I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. But for sure, and when you think about black show, you think Living Single First, or one of the maybe not Living Single First, but Living Single does come up one of
top
the first
five.
Songs.
Top five.
That's what I'm saying. Like, one of the first shows you think of is Living Single, Martin,
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, My Wife and Kids.
Yeah.
Shit.
Didn't D.L. Hughley have a show?
He definitely did, and his show was actually really good.
I know. What was the name of the Hughleys? The Hughleys. Wait. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. His show was funny, but I didn't realize that old boy towards the end, he couldn't. He either couldn't walk or something because he got shot.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the glasses. I didn't even realize that he was hurt towards the end. But then when I watched it again, I was like, damn, that make a whole lot of sense now. He couldn't see. It was a lot going on where he was fucked up. Yeah. He had that car crash. He didn't get shot. Yep. I don't know if I said he got shot, y'all, but if I did, he did. He had a car crash, so his body was all fucked up. But the fact they let him continue, that's real nigga shit. Shout out to the Hughleys. But his show is better than Steve's show.
Yeah.
Did Cedric have a show? Because if he did, ? Don't recall.
He has one now.
Cedric, he got a show now?
Yes, and it's actually been on the air for 6 seasons.
He got a show on what channel? Yeah.
ABC is called The Neighborhood.
Oh, it's on cable. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's syndicated. I'm saying it's syndicated. So, somebody likes it.
Nah, let's talk about how they be getting black shows up out of here. Because Issa rap shit should not have gotten canceled, and I'm very pressed about it. And Issa did make a statement about how, you know, it's hard for black creators, but they've been canceling a lot of good black shows. It wasn't just rap shit. Because, like, I watch another show.
That show,
Harlem is still on. That's the one with Megan Good. But there was one called Run the World that was also on HBO. They got that shit up out of here too.
HBO one too.
What, like, was it? Oh, HBO. I have a question.
Jonathan Majors was the main character. Which
Lovecraft?
One was that?
Lovecraft.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that if they too. Didn't cancel it the first time, they would have canceled that shit as soon as that white lady said he. Don't get me started. Cause she chased him. How do you claim?
That's my biggest thing. Is like, that man is running away. How he not the victim?
Cause she's white.
That's the crazy, you know, thing. What? Like, how are you the victim? What you chasing this man?
He did get off because that nice black woman stood beside him, though. Cause if it was just him, they was gonna throw the fucking book at that man.
He was going straight to jail.
Jail. He was gonna be sitting right next to Tori. Meg said, bro, it's so much going on. Meg said to J-Pay that man. She said to go have a conjugal visit with that man. Shout out to Tory. I'm not going to say free Tory, but shout out to Tory. Shout out to my nigga Tory.
Okay. I'm going to say free him now because I think he be in jail long enough.
Nah, he at least need 2 more years.
2 more years just for firing. I mean, I think he's stupid firing the gun, so I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
Sit your ass down and think about what you did.
Yeah, because I don't think he shot her, but I think him firing the gun, period, was stupid.
Tory.
Knowing you,
we're missing out on some good music, bro. He a felon. What the fuck did Tory do to be a felon?
That's why he, I don't know, but that's why it was such a big thing, because he was already a felon, so he shouldn't even have
a Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
He stood sized. What did y'all let a stud do to you? My bad. Meg lit a stud fucker. That's crazy.
She said when they laid out at the same size. Yeah.
Ain't gonna cap though. Ain't gonna cap. I'm talking all that shit. Tori is fine as fuck though. And it has nothing to do with the way he look. Tori is, he can dress his ass off. He can rap his ass off. And the way his whole attitude and swagger, I like that, but that's a Leo my for God, you. Dang. I never really was a fan of how Lil Wayne dressed, but I will say he dressed like a New Orleans nigga, so they still dress like that today. Route 49. That song he did with Route 49 was dope, though.
That joint was tough. I actually like Route 49. I'm a fan of Route 49. Because he has his own lane. He stick with it.
I fuck with Route 49.
Every song that I've heard him on, even as a feature, just like Fabio, right? They change up the beat for him. They tailor the beat towards him. Except for 24. 24 was the first song I ever heard of that Fabio got on that wasn't a drill beat that I could actually try to listen to. Because everything else that he got on that wasn't a drill beat, I wasn't really a fan of. And you can actually hear him try to be a lyricist. Every other time, it's him just trying to be... He just trying to make songs. Try. I'm saying, like, every other song that he's been on, it's just... to me, it was just a song. This one, he actually was like, all right, I got Meek on this shit. I might actually have to step up my game lyrically. Because Meek will step his game up lyrically as well. Because Meek don't suck. Like, Meek's not a terrible rapper. At least in my opinion. So, I think 24 is pretty solid.
I like the song. I'm ready for the album, to be honest. I like it. I like that song. That was a lot of tracks that dropped recently. Because we can run through them. 24 is dope. His gets a 10 out of 10. That's Meg. We already talked about it. Of course, whatever the fuck the name of that song is that Nicki dropped, terrible. Coke is, don't do drugs, kids. Don't do fucking drugs.
Yeah.
Cash Doll dropped. Cash Doll did her big one with both. She dropped a song called Big One. Damn, that's crazy. And then fuck them. I like both of them.
That's the, yeah.
Cash got a nasty ass flow, man. Flow, like, right, when I say, right, like, her shit is crazy. I want Cash Doll to drop more music because she got, like, a flow that's crazy. Like, I really wish she was bigger than what she is. Mm-hmm. But I understand that bad deal she had back in the Gap kind of fucked her up. But she got a nasty ass flow, bro. Like,
a lot of people don't even know she from Detroit, but she cold. She cold, cold.
Shout out to Cash. JT dropped the track Sideways. It was cool. I like it. It just, I probably won't play it all the time, but JT got a flow on her. That's all I got right now. Yum Amy, her yams era. I don't even know what the fuck that means, but shout out to the yams. She look good.
Shout out to the yams.
Yeah, because she looks good, so shout out to the yams. I fuck with the yams because I fuck with Yum Amy. Her and Aria make the perfect duo, and that's all I got to say about it. I think they be scissoring, but that's just me. They look like they be fucking. Shout out to Ari. Shout out to the Yams. Shout out to Carisha, because I actually do like them as people. Just vibe. In the words of Funny Marco, just vibe.
Lord.
Just vibe. I'm sorry. Nah, I'm not sorry. They do look like they be fucking. It's kind of strange. Like, female friendships in the rap industry,
they be wild, right?
Question mark. Like, what be happening behind the scenes? What do y'all be doing? Because it don't look like y'all be friends. That's all I got. They gonna cancel me before I can even get the episode fucking two. That's crazy. Speaking of Cash Doll, Detroit, shout out to all the rappers in that area. That music scene is taking over.
Yeah. All right. So look, real quick. I'm going to give y'all my top five. Okay.
Probably not top five.
But I'm going to list off the names of the people in Detroit that I listen to. The big ones, you know, Babyface Ray. Everybody listen to Babyface Ray.
I do not listen to Babyface Ray.
Babyface Ray is more noticeable now because he's had bigger songs now. Babytron, Sada Baby, Baby Smooth, Babyface E, RNC Mike.
Who be naming these niggas?
I don't know. Rich, Real the Young OG. Cash Kid.
I listened to some of his shit. His shit was dope.
And Jay Swan.
I don't listen to not a single. Well, so I'm just getting into the Detroit rap. I actually let y'all know the person that got me into so B Heat was already telling me to listen and I was dibbling and dabbling, but I came across a dude, 3200 Trey, on TikTok. He can rap his ass off. If y'all don't follow 3200 Trey, run his shit up because he definitely next up. Like, and then I'll probably at some point, if I don't do it on this episode, next episode, I might insert the clip of the rap that I like.
Drew it. You, yeah, that drew you to.
Yeah, Chicken P, I fuck with Chicken P. He got a track called Rolling. He got one called Big One. And then the people's favorite. They're my favorite tracks from him. But I listen to a lot of his shit. I was fucking with him. Listen to Cash Kid based off him. I was already listening to T-Grizzly. T-Grizzly album was fire. It's a little late for us to be reviewing it. But however, his album was fire. His album was fire, but the replay value is not the best. It's a couple tracks on there, but I stopped listening to it after a while.
Oh, 42 Doug is from Detroit. Forgot about him.
So shout out to Detroit rap. They really doing that big one. Like the beats, everything. And you know how every area has their prime time? I think right now Detroit is in their prime time. They got a lot of heavy rappers out there. If y'all don't listen to Detroit rap already, y'all should get on it because that's next up. I can tell you that's next up.
All upbeat. All of it's upbeat. And it's dope. Like, it's dope. It's dope.
It's that rap music you can still play in the club. Like, yeah. You can still run it. The women are like,
yeah.
And we don't have that anymore. We don't really have rap music. Them niggas be wanting to kill everybody. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, which they still want to kill people, but
that's why only time people dance in the club is when you play something from 2014. Some old Future come on, that's when everybody start dancing. And
I hate old Future. Oh my God.
Dirty Sprite 2 Future.
New music I listen to. I listen to Boss Man D-Lo. I honestly at first I only knew two songs, which was two freestyles originally. But I listened to one of his tapes. He was straight. I don't hate him. I couldn't figure out where he was from the longest, but they say he's from Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Question for the viewers, is Florida the East Coast?
I think so. I used to just say Florida was Florida, though.
Florida is the South, bro. Don't piss me off.
Yeah, I used to say Florida is just Florida.
I had I could see how somebody would assume, but culture-wise, Florida is the South. Come on now.
Yeah. Now, they're country as hell. They're the South.
Sure, my boy told me, so somebody that was in my life for a brief moment, I called him like a guest star. Like, I feel like my life is a TV show, and he was like a guest star. Sometimes we have main characters. Like, B Heat is a main character. You know, he's been on the show for a long-ass time. You know, sometimes we have special roles. They stay on for a couple seasons, and they get killed off. And then you have those guest stars, the background people that just somehow they got on the show and you got to kick them off real fast. He got kicked off because he told me that Florida was the East Coast and Chicago was the South. Never in the history of niggerdom did anybody say Chicago was part of the South. I've never heard of that in my life.
I've never heard of niggerdom, but I feel like I'm a part of that.
You are definitely a part of niggerdom. Never in the history of niggerdom has anybody said Chicago was the South. I've never heard that in my life. Between that and when he asked me why Ebro was important, all right. But he lived in Florida. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
You know what? My lazy eye started lazy eyeing Ebro.
Bro said he lived in Florida, but he don't know who that is. All right.
No.
I'm fucking right. Nope. Don't piss me off.
Nope.
Like, a couple things pissed me off this week, y'all. Honestly, this whole episode, everything that pissed me off about music lately, so we can get into the reviews and shit next week. We can get back into the real shit. But this week, you motherfuckers pissed me off. That pissed me off. The Keith Lee effect. Niggerdom shit. that was part of negative because she purposely misunderstood Keith Lee and now she don't have a business. And that's what you get. Have the day you deserve.
Like, this man, there's a video. This man said, you take 2,000, he get 1,000, they get 1,000. Then I'm going to leave this other 886 for the rest of these people to get some food. What you did was you kept all 4,000. Well, actually, you kept 3,000. You gave your son 1,000, and he was going to give everybody else the rest.
What he felt like they deserve.
You kept the other 886. What? You kept 800 of that because three people got to buy their food. And after the third person, you started charging again. So it's like, why? You begged for that man to come out there. Because he only comes out there. He don't go out there when people recommend places. He go out there when people when those people are coming to him.
He went out there because of the lady that she said she wasn't associated with got his attention. See how people be blocking their own blessing? For the people that don't know, Keith Lee went to a restaurant. I think it was called Sweetly Seasoned in the Dallas area. First of all, that's where he messed up at going to Dallas. Anywho, because they got a lot of restaurants out there that are just fake bougie, but that's anywhere. So I'll let them slide. But he went to the restaurant. He tipped. She had somebody there helping her that was a braider. And then the braider's brother was out there cutting somebody's hair. And Keith Lee said, give this $1,000 to the barber so he can cut hair for free. He already understood that the barber wasn't cutting hair for free. She said that she felt like he didn't deserve it. And Keith Lee was going to have to come on the internet and tell her to give the $1,000 back. And then he did. And then she got tried to get the money back with an attitude. But people had already cashed up, old boy. And, like, I'm pretty sure he got that 1,000 times a couple.
Yes.
And now she has no business. Nobody wants to eat with her.
Nobody wants to eat with her.
And it's what she deserves.
And to say that I'm not going to give the money because my son invited you, I didn't invite you. Like, you seem like that fold out. You really crashed your whole, like, essentially, I'm not going to say her life because she going to find something else to do. But the one business that she wanted to have, like, she crashed out of a full game.
And she would have made all that and then some.
$4,000, you would have got 8 the next day. Nine times out of 10, or even 2 days later, you'd have got 8. Because everybody would have been out there because he liked it. And then on top of that, everybody that was going to eat for free would have told everybody, yo, this food was good. Because free food is good. Like, when somebody else paid for that shit good as hell.
This is what happens when you block your blessing. No cap.
Straight up.
It's what she deserves, though. It's what she deserves. A couple more things before we get out of here. Jay-Z, I have a question. Come to the stage. What Beyonce album deserves album of the year?
Oh, hey, I looked it up. Hold on. I got to find it. There was one.
Which one?
It's the one that I think Neo wrote a song on.
The one with Irreplaceable?
Yeah, that one. I think that's one. I think so. Hold on.
Everybody said Renaissance. I hate it. You talk about, wasn't that album? No, that wasn't Beyonce. That was a two-part. That was a two. She had a two-sided album. Sasha Fierce. I Am Sasha Fierce. Album of the year. That's the album with Single Ladies.
That is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Album of the year. No other album.
That one, I think that one, if any of her albums was album of the year, that was the one.
I would have gave it to the Beyonce album, to be honest. If I had to choose.
That's the one with the Drake song on it. That's one with Flawless on it.
Yeah. With the kind Drunken Love.
I can see that. I'm not arguing that one. I'm not going to say no, but I do think the one with Ring the Alarm and all that shit on there. Yeah, I think that's the one with Single Ladies on it.
No. Right? No.
It's not?
Yes, maybe.
You know what? It is. And the only reason I know is because my mom bought it.
No. Though, you got two different albums right now, bro. My boy, you got... Y'all, hold on. Hold on, y'all. He get a brief intermission.
Now I'm looking it up. I mean...
We'll be back, and I'm telling you that's who
the I had it right. The album was B-Day, and on B-Day, she had Irreplaceable, Green Light, Freakum Dress.
But that don't
Ring the Alarm. That's what I said.
They don't have Single Ladies. You said you was adamant about Single Ladies.
I was adamant about Single Ladies. You're right. That's when I was wrong.
That's what it threw me off at. Like, that is a good-ass album. I get that to Beyonce. That was a good-ass album.
This is the one that I thought was album of the year. Because then she came out with the part two that had Upgrade You, Beautiful Liar.
I'll take that one. That might be the only one, but I just don't think Beyonce had an album of the year. That could have been it, though. If I had to choose one, you might be right about that. But other than that, I just don't see Beyonce. I didn't see Taylor Swift win an album of the year. So honestly, fuck the Grammys. I think the Grammys.
You know what? You know why Taylor Swift won album of the year? Because they pushing that NFL shit. Like it's the craziest thing to me.
No, them white people love Taylor Swift. She would have won regardless. I mean, you know how many album of the year? She got so many album of the years, and I think all her albums are hot garbage. I think Taylor Swift is a terrible performer. There are a lot of better white performers, if you ask me. I don't fucking know why people like Taylor Swift, to be honest. Sorry. No hatred. It just doesn't do it for me.
I don't know why either. My little girl used to like her when she used to be in, like, when she's in elementary school. But I asked her about it now, she's like, ugh. Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift just don't do it for me. Like, there are so many other white singers that could... I don't know. Beyonce don't do it for me. So, you know what? But I don't hate Beyonce because I don't want the hive in the comments. I don't hate Beyonce. I'm a Rihanna fan.
There you go. That's me. That's where I'm at.
I like Rihanna. But like Beyonce cool. To be honest, she cool and she be dressing. That's all I got for Beyonce. Because y'all not about to fight me. To be honest, she cool and she be dressing. It's just like, I think Jay-Z boring, but he's not a bad rapper.
There you go.
That nigga just boring as fuck.
His hair looked like a Star Wars character.
Honestly, truly. Shout out to Beyonce and Jay-Z. That's all I got. Yep. And Roc Nation.
Yep.
Because apparently when you were Roc Nation.
You rule the world.
That's cap, because fuck. Kanye out here acting like he don't give a damn about Roc Nation and nobody else. Kanye got on a song and said, they said he hate Jews and he fucking a Jewish bitch. What? Why would you say that?
My homeboy was like, hey, rightfully so. Let him say it. I hope he say it again. And I was like, bro, and it's more, what's even more funny about that, I ain't called that nigga done called me like three more times since then. I ain't answered his phone call. That phone call went left real fast after he made that comment. I was you seem like you Kanye just with less money.
Certain people can get away with certain shit. Kanye is one of those people. Regular people do not try that shit at home. Mm-hmm. They're going to get you the fuck up out of here. Do not try that shit at home.
Don't do it, bro.
Please don't. So that's all the shit that pissed me off this week. I think I hit everybody. So next week I can give y'all reviews again. This is just the intro. Had to make sure this thing was on. Had to make sure that motherfucker was on.
Hey, bro, you know.
Y'all been wilding. That's what I'm going to say. Everybody has been wilding, and I need y'all to bring that shit down. Even 5 years, like, you dropping an album in 2-3 days, and you out here talking about Meg. Like, that, mind your fucking business. You focus on the music. That shit is old.
This was the worst time to bring that up because she's so hot right now with his, like, everybody's on her side at the moment. Like, there's so many more people on her side just because her song was so hot. Like, her song was cold, I guess. I ain't listened to it, but I get it.
It was. He should have minded his fucking business. Like, it pays to mind your business in 2024.
And he was like, Tory's my boy, so he wanted to speak up for his boy. He trying to get his boy out of jail.
And you know what everybody said? Favia, you have an unnatural allegiance to a loser. I don't necessarily agree. I don't agree, but that's what the street said. I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't think Tory's a loser.
I don't think he's a loser. I think he made a poor decision.
Honestly.
By hiring that lawyer in the first place.
But I will say, a lot of y'all
excuse me,
do have unnatural allegiances to a bunch of losers, especially y'all favorite artists. My favorite artist could never.
Yeah, my favorite artist, he like to do mushrooms and stuff, so...
Mine.
He just be on his own wave.
Mine be rapping about cocaine, even though he in his 40s.
Yeah.
My other one, he just want people to understand him. Two of them, because one on a mountain.
Yeah.
And then my other one.
The other one, he got his wife. He got kicked out of Italy. Like, he can't even get on the boats no more.
Then my other one, he just want to stay a part of MMG. That's it. And one locked up. You know what that means? Trying to wrap this shit up. Tell the people they can catch you at, B-He. I don't even remember my fucking socials. This is funny.
Hey, you can catch me at PRODBYBHEAT. If you are not watching this, then that's where you can catch me at any socials on everything. You already know music questions. You need me to do a beat for you. Listen, this intro and this outro, I got more like it, so hit me up.
Please do, please do. As always, I'm your host, Ghost, but I ain't never been a buster. Y'all can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at maybe not Ghost, or it could be may not be Ghost, one of the two. Honestly, truly, yeah. Just search both. You'll find me. You can find the podcast everywhere at Don't Piss Me Off Podcast. That's DPMO Podcast. That is on all social media platforms. Look us up on Apple, Spotify, wherever you can find a podcast or a social media site. We are there. TikTok everywhere. We are about to be coming through your speakers every week, on your screen every week. We are back. I know y'all missed us. I know y'all missed us. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. We are over and out.